Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 326. The Christian warrior, see him stand in all the armor of his God. The Spirit's sword is in his hand. His feet are with the gospel shod. Hymn number 326. The scriptural this morning will be given by Bruce from New Jersey.
I will read from Colossians. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight, if ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer and then follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father,
which art in heaven.
Our Father, Mother, God, all harmonious.
Hallowed be thy name.
Adorable One.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let us now sing hymn number 195. Not what I am, O Lord, but what thou art, that alone can be my soul's true rest. Thy love, not mine, bids fear and doubt depart, and stills the tumult of my troubled breast. Hymn number 195.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. This is our Sunday morning service, April 9, 2017. We begin each Sunday morning here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion, which is a training session in Christian Science. We also have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15 p.m., where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives changed through the study and practice of Christian Science. Also on Sundays at 11 a.m., we have a Sunday school for children, and that class is conducted via teleconference. So no matter where you live, if your child would like to attend a Sunday school, just call us and we'll give you the number, and your child will be most welcome. And for all of our services, we have a nursery available for infants and toddlers. And you can find us not only here in Plainfield, New Jersey, but also on our website, plainfieldcs.com. And you can find us, we have a channel on YouTube, and you can find us on SoundCloud, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And you can listen to our service either on our website or on YouTube, or from your telephone via a teleconference number that we provide. Featured on our website is an article by Edward A. Kimball entitled, Error Appears, But to Disappear. So if your reaction to problems is to complain, read this article. It'll give you something good to think about. We will have another Bible study session next Saturday at 10 a.m. So check our website for the study questions, and please join us next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Everyone is welcome here, and that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. We will now have the reading of a testimony from the chapter entitled Fruitage in Science and Health, which attests to the healing power obtained just by reading the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Craig from Plainfield.
Page 686 of Science and Health, chapter Fruitage. Healed physically and spiritually. I had been taking medicine continually for many years. Finally, I was taken suddenly ill and could not leave my room for about 2 months. Then I went away for 3 months, thinking that I should come back and be able to continue my work. I improved very much, but the fear of quick consumption was with my doctor and my family and friends, and I was warned about the coming winter. Only too soon, the fear manifested itself. I had worked just 3 weeks when all the pains and aches returned, and I had to go to bed. And as soon as I got home, so there was no pleasure in living. My employer advised me to see my physician, and perhaps I should not work that winter. I then and there turned to Christian Science. I could not afford to give up work and live away from home. Neither did I want to depend on doctors and medicine any longer. I took the book and read it on my way to work. And at noon, I lay down on a couch instead of going out for luncheon and fell asleep. When I awoke, I was a different person. All pains and aches had gone away, and I was free. I was so happy I could hardly contain myself. To material sense, it was wonderful. As I walked, I kept saying, wonderful, 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 and tried to understand the scientific statement of being by repeating portions at a time, then pondering over them. I read the book 4 times in succession, and every time I found more and more to aid in the understanding. This healing was in October 1901, with no other help than science and health. And soon I was relieved of other chronic ailments. In February, I was able to put away eyeglasses, which I had worn 10 years and a half for astigmatism. Oculus told me I would always have to wear them. A month later, my father asked me to help him, as he was suffering so much from consumption, dyspepsia, and neuralgia. He had been subsisting on bran, nearly starving himself until he was most miserable, and his limbs seemed so cold that they were kept wrapped in blankets. I felt very humble as he asked me and told him I would have a practitioner help him, as I had never treated anyone, but he would not consent to have anyone but myself, and I finally told him I would try, but that he must not hold to science responsible if he were not benefited for my lack of understanding, and not science would be at fault. At my request, he read Science and Health, ate whatever he wanted, and used no medicine in any form. After two treatments, I received word from him that he was healed of that bondage of 30 years standing. In view of all these signs which followed my acceptance of Christian Science, I knew it must be true. RLA, Chicago, Illinois.
The lesson sermon for this morning can be found on page 4 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject: Are Sin, Disease, and Death Real? The golden text is from Psalms. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? The responsive reading is from Psalms. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident.
One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple.
For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock.
When thou saidst, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek.
Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies.
I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Day-Day from Georgia will read from the Bible.
I will read from the Bible. Isaiah. Thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them, and shalt not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places, and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water, and the dry land springs of water. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar, the shita tree, and the myrtle, and the oil tree. I will set in the desert the fir tree, and the pine, and the box tree together, that they may see, and know, and consider, and understand together, that the hand of the Lord hath done this, and the Holy One of Israel hath created it. Exodus. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. Matthew. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her. And she arose and ministered unto them. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities, and bare our sicknesses. And he entered into a ship, and passed over, and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether is easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. Then saith he to the sick of the palsy, Arise, take up thy bed, and go unto thine house. And he arose and departed to his house. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. Luke. And it came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, Weep not. And he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, Young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother. Psalms. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. He shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Carol from New Jersey will now read.
I will read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Christian scientific practice begins with Christ's keynote of harmony. Be not afraid. Step by step will those who trust him find that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Christian science silences human will, quiets fear with truth and love, and illustrates the unlabored motion of the divine energy in healing the sick. The power of Christian science and divine love is omnipotent. It is indeed adequate to unclasp the hold and to destroy disease, sin, and death. To prevent disease or to cure it, the power of truth, of divine spirit, must break the dream of the material senses. To heal by argument, find the type of the ailment, get its name, and array your mental plea against the physical. Argue at first mentally, not audibly, that the patient has no disease, and conform the argument so as to destroy the evidence of disease. Mentally insist that harmony is the fact and that sickness is a temporal dream. Realize the presence of health and the fact of harmonious being until the body corresponds with the normal conditions of health and harmony. Every trial of our faith in God makes us stronger. The more difficult seems the material condition to be overcome by spirit, the stronger should be our faith and the purer our love. The Apostle John says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. He that feareth is not made perfect in love." Here is a definite and inspired proclamation of Christian Science. The Christian Scientist's argument rests on the Christianly scientific basis of being. The scripture declares, "The Lord, He is God, good. There is none else beside Him." Even so, harmony is universal, and discord is unreal. Christian Science declares that mind is substance, also that matter neither feels, suffers, nor enjoys. Hold these points strongly in view. Keep in mind the verity of being, that man is the image and likeness of God, in whom all being is painless and permanent. Remember that man's perfection is real and unimpeachable, whereas imperfection is blameworthy, unreal, and is not brought about by divine love. Matter cannot be inflamed. Inflammation is fear, an excited state of mortals which is not normal. Immortal mind is the only cause. Therefore, disease is neither a cause nor an effect. Mind, in every case, is the eternal God, good. Sin, disease, and death have no foundations in truth. Truth is affirmative and confers harmony. All metaphysical logic is inspired by this simple rule of truth, which governs all reality. By the truthful arguments you employ, and especially by the spirit of truth and love which you entertain, you will heal the sick. Include moral as well as physical belief in your efforts to destroy error. Cast out all manner of evil. Preach the gospel to every creature. Speak the truth to every form of error. Tumors, ulcers, tubercles, inflammation, pain, deformed joints are waking dream shadows, dark images of mortal thought, which flee before the light of truth. A moral question may hinder the recovery of the sick. Lurking error, lust, envy, revenge, malice, or hate will perpetuate or even create the belief in disease. Errors of all sorts tend in this direction. Your true course is to destroy the foe and leave the field to God, life, truth, and love, remembering that God and His ideas alone are real and harmonious. The time approaches when mortal mind will forsake its corporeal, structural, and material basis, when immortal mind and its formations will be apprehended in science, and material beliefs will not interfere with spiritual facts. Man is indestructible and eternal. Sometime it will be learned that mortal mind constructs the mortal body with this mind's own mortal materials. In science, no breakage nor dislocation can really occur. You say that accidents, injuries, and disease kill man, but this is not true. The life of man is mind. Accidents are unknown to God or immortal mind, and we must leave the mortal basis of belief and unite with the one mind in order to change the notion of chance to the proper sense of God's unerring direction and thus bring out harmony. Under divine providence, there can be no accidents, since there is no room for imperfection in perfection. If the body is diseased, this is but one of the beliefs of mortal mind. Mortal man will be less mortal when he learns that matter never sustained existence and can never destroy God, who is man's life. When this is understood, mankind will be more spiritual and know that there is nothing to consume, since spirit, God, is all in all. What if the belief is consumption? God is more to a man than his belief, and the less we acknowledge matter or its laws, the more immortality we possess. Consciousness constructs a better body when faith in matter has been conquered. Correct material belief by spiritual understanding, and spirit will form you anew. You will never fear again, except to offend God, and you will never believe that heart or any portion of the body can destroy you. Death is but another phase of the dream that existence can be material. Nothing can interfere with the harmony of being, nor end the existence of man in science. Called to the bed of death, what material remedy has man when all such remedies have failed? Spirit is his last resort, but it should have been his first and only resort. The dream of death must be mastered by mind, here or hereafter. Thought will waken from its own material declaration, "I am dead," to catch this trumpet word of truth. There is no death, no inaction, diseased action, overaction, nor reaction. An improved belief cannot retrograde. When Christ changes a belief of sin or of sickness into a better belief, then belief melts into spiritual understanding, and sin, disease, and death disappear. Truth is always the victor.
Let us now have a moment of silent prayer for our brethren in the Middle East and for our world. will now sing hymn number 30. The words of this hymn are by Mary Baker Eddy. Brood o'er us with thy sheltering wing, 'neath which our spirits blend, like brother birds that soar and sing, and on the same branch bend. The arrow that doth wound the dove darts not from those who watch and love. Hymn number 30.
Thank you.
Let's now sing hymn number 164. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. Hymn number 164.
I will read from the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passages from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth this not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that, when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Now our Lord Jesus Christ and God our Father, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Amen.